This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Americans are reacting to news that former President Trump has been indicted by a Manhattan grand jury investigating hush money payments.
Just think it's stupid, it's going to not get anywhere, and it will come back to be bad on the Democrats.
It's not a witch hunt. You do something wrong, you should be just like everybody else and have to deal with it. I have a feeling he's going to probably get a really light sentence.
But former President Trump denies doing anything wrong. He's expected to turn himself in next week. The exact nature of the charge is not clear at the moment because the indictment remains under seal, but they stem from payments made during the presidential campaign to silence claims of an extramarital sexual encounter. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
The political world is reacting to the indictment of Donald Trump. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's weighed in on the legal proceedings in New York, saying Alvin Bragg has irreparably damaged our country in an attempt to interfere in our presidential election. Bragg is the Manhattan DA who's pursued charges against Donald Trump in a hush money case from 2016. A number of Republican politicians have posted tweets. They call it a sham. And a number of Democrats say no person is above the law. The lawyer representing former Trump fixer Michael Cohen speaks of his bravery in coming forward, accepting the consequences on a path to justice and accountability. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Today, dangerous thunderstorms could slam parts of the Midwest and South, most at risk, parts of Iowa, Illinois, Missouri, Arkansas, and Tennessee. Pope Francis spent a second night serenely in the hospital, says a Vatican official, who says Francis is being treated for bronchitis. 35 people have died in India after the cover of a well collapsed. Dozens of people fell into the muddy water. This is AP News. Now to the war in Ukraine and what the White House is saying. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has this story.
The White House says it has new evidence that Russia's looking again to North Korea for weapons to fuel the war in Ukraine. It's the latest accusation that Moscow, desperate for weaponry and restricted by sanctions and export controls, is turning to rogue nations to help its war in Ukraine, White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says. As part of a proposed deal, Russia would receive over 24 kinds of weapons and munitions from Pyongyang. The deal would provide the North with needed food and other commodities in return. Experts believe the food situation in North Korea is the worst it has been under Kim Jong-un's 11-year rule, but they still say they see no signs of imminent famine or mass deaths. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.